just all around, those guys are a tough matchup, especially Gonzalez too. You know how long he's been doing it. One of the best tight ends probably ever to play the game. So we're gonna have to be ready, bring our A game, and be ready to contain those guys.
Is it gonna remind you, like when you were in Seattle last year, the communication you're gonna have to have on defense because the dome is so loud?
Yeah, definitely. Anytime you play in a dome, obviously it can present challenges with the noise and stuff like that. But that's something that we've practiced, we've worked on. We've been in those situations before, so we just need to be ready to communicate regardless of how loud or not loud it is.
How much better prepared do you think you are as a defense, even though it's only week four, mm-hmm. for this kind of challenge coming up, what you guys have been through
the
first 3 weeks?
Well, you know, I've said before, our main goal is to just keep getting better every week. And that's what we're focused on, is to continue to improve, continue to get better at the things that we're doing, and go out on Sunday and try to, you know, come away with a victory. And we've been fortunate enough to do that the first 3 weeks of the season here. And this is the fourth week, and it presents a big challenge, and we need to go out and try to get a win.
Obviously, a different type of quarterback this week. You guys have been facing more mobile quarterbacks. So what challenges are this week?
Yeah, I mean, Matt Ryan's, you know, one of the best that yet in the NFL. The guy can definitely hurt you. He's a smart quarterback. He makes a lot of good reads, good decisions with the football. But as you said, you know, he's not necessarily a mobile quarterback in the sense of, you know, a running style quarterback. But, you know, when the coverage is there and, you know, the pressure breaks down, he can get outside and move around and gain yardage that way too. So he's just a good overall quarterback, good in everything that he really does, and we need to be ready to try to contain him as much as we can.
Because of all the passing weapons that they have, are they sneaky with the run? Do they, you know, they run the ball still?
Yeah, they definitely do. I mean, you know, depending on what defense you show or what their game plan is, they can definitely hand the ball off and gain a lot of yardage that way. They have good backs. They have guys that can, you know, do it running the ball, and also in the screen game, passing game, those backs do a good job of doing that stuff too. So I think if you look at their offense, they have a lot of talented players at every position across the board, and a team that definitely presents challenges, and we'll have to be ready to go and contain all those guys as much as we possibly can.
Do you feel a lot more comfortable? Kind of saw you like directing traffic mm-hmm. last week, and I just wanted, like, do you feel?
Yeah, I have a great grasp for the defense. You know, our main thing is, you know, every week is to go out there and get aligned and be in position to where we're not making mental errors. And if we can do that, line up, and then it just comes down to the matchups, playing, you know, your matchup within the scheme of the defense. And those are things that we've been focused on and trying to get done.
Do you feel like things are maybe a little more complex this year? Like, you saw, like, one safety looks, and that's mm-hmm. a little bit different.
Well, that's just us, you know, putting in different packages and trying to mix things up a little bit. I think the coaching staff does a great job of that and trying to match up with some of the things that offenses are trying to do against you and give them definitely different looks and multiple, you know, groupings that we can work with. So,
is there any element of an overwhelming factor when you're studying for that offense? I mean, you shut down one guy, you still got these two, and you shut down one of them.
No, I don't know about overwhelming, but, you know, like I said, they present challenges all across the board. You know, it's like you said, you look at one guy and it's like, all right, let's take him away, and then you got three other guys that can get it done too. So I think it's a matter of just going out, playing good, fundamentally sound football, mixing up our looks, and trying to limit those guys to some of the big plays and things that they can do, and trying to make them earn everything that they get.
Does that make the, I guess, the 11-on-11 aspect even more important?
Definitely.
This week, because, you know, let's say Aqib takes away Julio Jones, mm-hmm. it doesn't matter if three other guys, you know,
yeah.
won't have
well,
big
yeah,
plays.
We pride ourselves, and everyone has to go out and be ready to go on every given play, every given snap. So, you know, we have 11 guys out there at a time, and everybody has to do their job and get it done, and win on each play. And if we can do that, we can come away successfully.
Is Ryan one of the smarter quarterbacks you face
for
decision making goes?
Definitely. I think, you know, he's not a big turnover guy. You know, he makes really smart decisions with throwing the ball. He doesn't really try to squeeze it into places that he shouldn't. And I think it goes a long way for them as far as, you know, him not turning the ball over and making mistakes that can really hurt your team. So he's a real smart quarterback, and somebody we have a lot of respect for.
Is this game kind of a measuring stick? I mean, I know it's kind of like a media journey.
Nah, you know,
there.
To us, it's so early in the season. There's still so much football left to play. This is just the next game on our schedule, and we need to, you know, just continue to try to get better, focus on improving, and go out on Sunday and try to find a way to execute and get a win.